Welcome to Spiritorious Podcast, episode 6, the English version.
Yes, welcome.
And today, as you can hear, we speak English. And that is because we have an English-speaking guest today. So we wanted also the intro to be in English, so all of you international listeners will understand the whole episode, basically. And we just want to say welcome to you all of our new listeners from around the world. We hope you will enjoy this this podcast and this episode. And we, who are we, Emma? Maybe we should introduce ourselves. My name is Josefina. We are sisters. And your name is?
My name is Emma.
And we are doing this podcast together, and we talk all things spiritual, magical, and mystical. And today we have a wonderful guest, and his name is Remington Donovan. He is a master numerologist, and he's a mystic. And you can say, as you will hear when he introduces himself in the podcast, he's literally born into the traditions of mysticism and spirituality and meditation. He's a real spiritual teacher, I would say. Yeah. And I came into contact with him. I listened to a podcast back in 2018 when he talked about the number 11, which is also my favorite number. And I was really impressed by his way of sending his words really from his heart into my heart. That was really amazing, because when he speaks, yeah. I think you will hear that in this podcast as well. You know, it's something special with his voice. It just goes straight in and you just get his message.
Yeah, he has such a flow in his speech. And he talks about numerology as a secret language of the universe. And it's always communicated with us like a language of synchronicity.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And we will dive deep into numerology today, tantric numerology, and we will hear all about the numerology chart and how we can use the numbers in our lives. And we will talk to him about this year, which is a 6 year. So we will really dive deep into the 6 energy and the energetics of the number 6. As you said, Emma, so beautifully, the numbers speak to us all the time. And that is so, when you start to listen to the numbers and when you start really seeing them, you get so many messages. It's really magical. It's a magical language.
And speaking about languages, it's not that usual that you and me speak English to each other.
No, this is so very unusual.
Don't be surprised if you don't hear me as much in this episode, because I let... you do the speaking,
yes.
With Remington, and you will hear me shout out some numbers now and then, but that's about it.
Yes. Yes, but you shout the numbers very good, I think.
Thank you. Very proud of my shoutings.
Yes, the 2 and the 10. Spiritorious. There's something else we should say, Emma. Of course, we will link to all of Remington's. We will link to his website. We will link to his Instagram, because we are sure that you want to follow him after having listened to this podcast. And also, you have to buy his book, which is called Numerology, A Beginner's Guide to the Spiritual Meaning of Numbers. I have the book and it's amazing. And it's so easy. It's such an easy access to the numerology and how you can apply it to yourself. Mm. I would say, and it's also very beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it. It's so beautiful. I love the colors. I just love everything about it. And
great guide.
Yeah, it's a great guide. It's a really great guide. Spiritorious. Now I think we should just hand over to Remington and our conversation with Remington. So enjoy, everyone.
Enjoy. Bye bye.
Bye. Spiritorious. Welcome to our podcast, Remington Donovan, all the way from the US.
coming across the big lake. Thank you so much, Josephine and Emma, for having me. I was really excited when I found out about this one. So thank you. It's definitely an honor.
Oh, thank you. We are so happy to have you. And as I think I said that before we started recording, that we have been listening to you on so many other podcasts, and we have been listening to your seminars. And so it's so nice to now have you have you on our own podcast. It's such an honor for us. So
such an honor.
Thank you. And we just thought, I mean, you do so much in the world. You are a mystic, you are a master numerologist, you do tarot, and well, you do so many things. And you also just recently released your fantastic numerology book. So today we could talk to you, I think, for hours on all things spiritual, because this podcast is all about, you know, spirit curious. It's like, it's that word, spiritorious. So we could talk to you forever,
I love, I feel. That.
But we just thought we would, you know, go a little bit deeper into numerology today. But before we do that, could you just please let us and the listeners know a little bit more about you, who you are, and what do you do in the world?
Yeah, so my name is Remington Donovan. Yes, I am a numerologist, and now my joke is I wrote the book on it whenever anybody wants to dispute something about a number. Not that I get into arguments or actual disputes, but I mean that in sort of a fun and loving way. But I do consider myself really more of a mystic. My background is growing up in a spiritual tradition. I was a part of a spiritual community in ashram with somebody named Swami Satchidananda, who in America, especially in the 60s, a lot of these bigger swamis started to come over. He was one, Yogi Bhajan, Yogananda had come over years before that. And that's when there was an awakening of spirituality, especially in the West, at least these other techniques and these other practices. And so his teacher sent him to the United States, and he came to New York City, where my family is from. And so my parents got involved before I was born. And then when I was born, I'm really grateful to have chosen that birth and to be exposed to meditation and yoga, spiritual practices, vegetarianism, all of the philosophies. And then I learned as a child so many different world religions and spiritual practices. So I feel like that really planted a seed, even though I don't on some level consider it. It's all part of my path. Yeah. And then when I was a teenager, maybe 14, 15, I just found myself really longing for what was my spirituality. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started to discover, go deeper with tarot, is where a lot of it started for me, even though I've had a tarot deck since I was an infant. And it's the same tarot deck that I use today that mother had received. My mother, when they helped open this yoga center in Berkeley, California, and she was waiting tables at it was like a vegetarian restaurant there, and somebody didn't have money for a tip. So they gave her this tarot deck that they had just bought. Okay. And then I've had that forever. And so I've been looking. And then as a teenager, I sort of rediscovered, even though I'd been looking at this tarot deck as a kid, I would take it out like a toy. And that's really, tarot is what started to open my discovery to start going much deeper. I started a meditation practice, even though I grew up with it, I just sort of reactivated it. Cause you know, when you're like a 12-year-old boy, I was not as interested, but then it's just been my calling my whole life. And I realized then, like in high school, that the only thing that truly and deeply interested me was all of the these methods of spirituality. And tarot really opened those doors. And then I started to explore things like paganism, European rooted traditions, Wicca, things like that. And I read like every book that was out that I could on that type of witchcraft and Wicca magic. And then I got a job really young at an occult bookstore working for people of that tradition. But I felt like all of those things led me to the Western ceremonial magic, hermetic magic, and what we call the yoga of the West, or the Western mystery traditions. And that's where I first really started to get exposed to mystical Kabbalah. And in that is the root system of all systems. And so all tarot comes from that, all numerology comes from that, all astrology. And when I started to learn, immersing myself in these practices, is that it's all connected. So when someone's like, oh, you're an astrologer, or you're a numerologist, or you're a tarot reader, I'm like, yes and no. It's all part of the same path. It's all a type of yoga. And what I was ultimately drawn to is the depth of devotional spirituality. So a lot of people hear or misconstrued what like ceremonial magic is, or they think you're running around trying to look like a wizard or like Gandalf or something. And it's really a power for me. It's a powerful devotion. And that's one of the things I learned as a kid, is I was drawn to the peace and the sort of love and the devotion to spirit, and a very high energy for me. I use the language of God. And I was amazed to be able to learn these techniques as part of a spiritual path. So numerology, which I'm probably a little more known now, especially because I have a book out, but it's just the numerology is kind of the root system. I'm working on a tarot book, and I think I'll pen that. I'm saying it now. I will definitely pen that book deal in the next probably few weeks.
Good to say it out loud.
Yes. So it's happening. I'm officially saying it here on this podcast for the first time. But those are just part of those are just some of the many spiritual tools that we can use. But numerology in particular is a practice of yoga. And when I discovered Kundalini yoga a number of years ago, they utilized a system of numerology in which you created a numerology chart. And I really loved that. And I found it was very accurate. And it was kind of funny because I had a friend at the time, and this was like 2013, maybe. We had discovered the way to do what's called the tantric numerology chart. And we just went on a little website to like sort of see. And, you know, if you go on a website for astrology or numerology, it's sort of generic. Even my book, everything that I left in that book is meant to be a springboard of your own consciousness to say, okay, let's start abstracting these ideas. But I thought it was funny and very accurate, because her numerology was prescribed on this website, a million like spiritual practices, and to say these prayers for 1,000 days and all of this stuff. And then mine had I have all these wood tens in my personal chart, and it just said, grow your hair long. And I was like, this is a great spiritual practice. I just have to grow my hair long and put myself out there. And so I was like, this feels really accurate. And even though it was kind of funny spoof, I was like, that sort of led me to go deeper with that methodology. And so, but having over 30 years immersed in mystical Kabbalah, which is also a system of deep numerology that I've been doing forever, I started to see how that it's all part of the same system. And so I utilized what's known as the tantric numerology chart, and that is based on these 10 yogic bodies. And that seamlessly merges with my entire upbringing of mystical Kabbalah. And so I was able to really expand and honestly take it to a much deeper level than just the what I would call the yogic numerology, and then a much deeper level than just the Kabbalah, because you're able to create your own personal chart. And the other thing that I learned in magic is that numerology or tarot or these other methods, those are just meditative practices. Those are spiritual practices that are tools to use to elevate your consciousness. And so it's not just about what's the answer, what does it mean, what does the number seven mean. It's numerology is a beautiful technique in which your consciousness starts to flow, and then you, through that practice as a meditation and an art form, you open up channels and higher wisdom starts coming to you, and that's really what it's for. Even though I wanted to make the book a little bit fun, I think there's a depth to it. And I also wanted somebody who'd never heard of the word numerology to be able to read it and to be able to start practicing numerology. And I'm pointing at this little yellow flag on these Tibetan prayers that I have, and that's the number six, right? Mm. That's the sun. So I'm hoping, and eventually I want to write numerology book number two.
Yeah.
Because with Kabbalah, you start to learn that there's a numerology code in everything. So I can look at colors. So now I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, I have the number four. I have 1, 4, 6, 7, 5. Those are those colors, white, blue, yellow, green. And so I could start to play with that. So it's really like a secret language of the universe, and it just is one of the methods in which we start to see the universe is always communicating with us.
Yeah, so beautiful. It's its own language, really.
Yeah, it's the language of synchronicity. That's what I always teach. The first rule of numerology is there's no rules, and the second, if there were to be another rule, is there's no coincidence. So it really opens up a channel of higher destiny.
Yeah.
Like, and I get so many messages where people start either reading the book, or I'll talk about numerology about something, and then all that just sort of awakens them paying attention. Mm. And all of a sudden you're just seeing these messages that have always been there. It's just nice to learn. There's different traditions, there's different ways to interpret, and the language and the universe speaks in all these different symbols and things like that. And that's really one of the practices of Kabbalah. But really, it's a simple meditation to open your consciousness, and your consciousness knows what's right for you and who you are and what you should be doing and what your lessons are. Yeah. So it's just one of the tools that I practice and teach.
I just wanted to read a quote from the book, because it's really, it's so beautiful. Just a second, I'm just going to find it. Yeah, here it is. It says, practicing numerology is a fluid, artistic, creative, poetic, emotional, and enlightening experience. And I mean, who wouldn't want to experience that? So it just sounds so lovely. And I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful.
You know, it's funny too, writing the book, because this is the first book that I've written. And so like a book deal, like you get a contract and they say like X amount of words. So this is supposed to be 25,000 words, which I honestly had no real perspective. I'm like, is that a book this big? Like, I don't think in book words. I mean, now I have a sense. And I wound up writing like 65,000 words. I just sort of dumped it all out. But my editor is great. I really, really love my editor. And she just said, give me too much. And if you allow me, and I really trusted her, because she really wanted to sort of weed out the best things. But I do, that is a good line. And that's the thing, these practices, and this is, I think a lot of people don't know this or lose sight or something, whether it's numerology or tarot or these other techniques that I teach and utilize, it's all meant to be done with love. And that's the fundamental teaching of magic, is that love is the law. And to go deeper into that, love is meant to be an experience of union. And so we learn this through an emotional response and an emotional process. And so it's really important to sort of leave your intellect and your cunning and intelligence on one level sort of at the door when you practice, because you can read through my book and I'll give you a foundation of these are some sort of root concepts of these numbers as an energy frequency, or that the number itself is a spiritual teaching. But then you will be a numerologist as good, if not better than I am, if you just let go, because you're going to get the answers that are right for you. That so it's really kind of easy. And you just have to fall in love a little bit.
Yeah, but how do you do that? How do you get down from your mind and your head into your heart? Can you just give some examples?
I think that's like one of the big problems with the world is we're very mind driven and we have to for our own survival. Well, I mean, to be honest, it took practice, and it just, now for me, I've immersed myself in this, but I would say, try to think of yourself a little bit more as just an artist and sort of take a deep breath, clear your head. Meditation is, and there's so many different techniques and traditions. Meditation really helps to sort of start the mind to stop. But I will say this, the actual practice of the numerology in and of itself will start to do that. So if you pick up my book and start to learn how to do a chart, I would say in the beginning, it's going to be the default for most people to want to look it up and to use the intellect. But over time, and it doesn't have to take a long time, you just get better at the flow. But people that are like creative artists will inherently be probably a little better. So I say practice art, practice meditation. And at the same time, in this tradition, it is a balance, because sometimes there's nothing worse to me than someone who's just all intuitive flow, but they have no actual knowledge or any mastery of anything. So in magic, we utilize both. It's just since we generally are coming from the imbalanced perspective of too much intellectual mind power, it's good for most of us to sort of try to tone that down. So it's just practice. Like, it's that experience of falling in love. It's just, this is what I was taught. And this was in relation to tarot, but it's the same thing. Just imagine yourself as a little child and you're having a really fun time and you're just telling a story. Don't censor yourself. Allow your intuition is like lightning speed fast. And we just block it with our mind. So, I mean, how many times have you been like, oh, I knew that was the right thing, but then I overthought it. And whether it was a decision for a place you should go or someone you should talk to. And I think, and I do that. And now I just don't. I'm like, I knew it. And I'm going to go with my first thing. So it's just practice. Like, it is a practice. It's a discipline. And you just get better with it over time. So don't beat yourself up. Like, you know, if you're like referencing everything in the beginning, it's not as hard as anybody would think. I'm telling you, both of you and everyone listening, it would be a numerologist just as good as I am.
Yeah, maybe in some years. I'm not sure that's true, actually.
Yeah, but you'll come up with like wisdom. Yeah. I'm telling you, after this podcast, I almost could guarantee that some sort of coincidences, quote unquote, are going to align that'll tie into some numbers that you see. Or if we talk about the 6 year, that's going to open up. But just think of doing these practices as a form of yoga, right? And then you're like, oh, okay. I love Kundalini yoga because you're kind of always busy doing something. Yeah. And I find for me, Like if I'm chanting, breathing, moving my arms, I almost have less time. Like even if you're thinking, that train that you're on is still going to this better destination. Yeah. So, you know, and there are days I meditate and I'm so clear and in the zone. And some days my brain is racing, and that's just how it is.
Yeah. You just have to accept that. I mean, there will always be those days, I think, for everyone, that, you know, the brain is just like, you know, you don't feel it.
Yeah, you meditate. And totally. And I think it's really important to just stay consistent.
Yeah.
You know, too many people, in my experience, rely on what I would call the phenomenon of it all, right? Like, so you have these visions and these epiphanies and these downloads, and you're like, okay, this is, I'm going to do this now and that. And that's all cool, but some days it's just a pain in the butt. It's boring. Yeah. And you just don't do it. It's like that old sort of, I don't know, for some reason I always hear it in context of like Buddhist teachings, but like chop wood, carry water. Like you still just show up for yourself. And, you know, and I definitely have gone through phases where everything felt boring, or for me, that's like just, I was taught enough to know that there's a sort of lower part of myself that would love to sabotage my spiritual evolution. Yeah. And it will manifest, everyone it might manifest, but it loves to use the mind. It loves to overthink. And we can always come up with a rational reason as why even any of this stuff is just really stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I don't need this. And, or it's too hard, or it's too boring. Like, so I say when you meet that resistance, I was taught in magic, that's a good thing. That's a blessing. And it actually just means that you're really making strides. So sometimes when it feels exhausting, or you're not into it, or you're like, I'm going to do a meditation practice for 1,000 days, and day 700, you're like, I hate this. And this is, that's been my experience. That just means your resistance, like it really means you're making strides and you're really could have major breakthroughs. So just keep up. I mean, you know that from Kundalini.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because I think a lot of people feel when they get to that point, in me included, I've had, you know, it's like this, it's like a wave. It's not, you know, you're not always on the top of the wave. Sometimes you just go down when you are down, when you are, you know, out of it, and you feel like, you know, okay, why am I doing this? And it feels, as you say, it feels boring. But then it's just, I feel it's so hopeful when you say that that is actually progress. When I feel like that, it's progress. And I feel it actually is, because every time when you've had that, you know, it can be quite a long period. I mean, you do the practice, it's boring. But when you get out of that, it's, you know, I can really feel that I have, you know, leveled up a bit.
Yeah, that's really, I love that. You leveled up. That's exactly it. And then you're a little stronger. You know, another thing is we do a lot of these spiritual practices, and say you've done meditations for years and whatever, you know, whatever your listeners, whatever, what I always encourage is just exploring practices or traditions that you feel drawn to. And what starts to happen by taking that action is the right things will start showing up for you. Yeah. Like I got interested in Wicca, and that's not my practice at all. But that led me to learning what I really wanted to learn. And I was just like, oh, I like this. And I explored it, but it's you just are going to start opening up channels. And, you know, in yoga, there's something called the Shakti pod. In magic, we kind of call it, you've sort of fell, but it feels more redeemable in yoga. But yeah, you might just sort of want to go back to what I would call your sort of mundane, regular existence. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've always been drawn to these spiritual practices, hermetic magic, Western ceremonial mystery school magic, and Kundalini yoga, because they both teach that we live in this world. Most of the world is you have to partake, you have to make money. And so there's an emphasis on doing these practices for success. And so when you do these practices for a long time, I think a lot of people often forget that they have this reserve of almost like a spiritual bank account of like higher opportunities. And we need to pull that back and ground that into the world. So in a way, I feel like we do these things to create more success and a higher destiny. And so you may go through that sort of dry, boring spell or however it manifests for you, but know that you've been building this up. And I see it as like a spiritual bank account, and there's a lot of prosperity. I feel like I'm still cashing in on practices I did from years ago.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, and don't beat yourself up. You know, one of my teachers put it really well. Instead of thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't do that, I missed my meditation, I'm a horrible person, you just know the more you do it, the more good things start happening. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And I think, I mean, I guarantee, I know you guys have experienced that.
Definitely.
You know, so many stories that I hear of like sort of miracles opening up for people, and opportunities, whether it's like career or they met their soulmate, whatever, there's so many things. So yeah, I think that, you know, and this ties into the numerology of 2022 that I've taught, is that the number six, which is the sixth year, is all an emphasis of consistency.
Yeah.
Right. So it just keep, you know, get in a sacred routine. I'm telling myself that to remind myself, you know, a lot of people look up to me, but, you know, I've had phases where I'm a little inconsistent with, I'm always doing something, but, you know, I'll go on a whirlwind for a couple of years where I'm like, all I'm doing is like hours of meditation because I've had the opportunity, but we still have to live in this world. We can't escape it, you know?
Just wondering, before we get into the number six year, could you just tell us, narrow down numerology, how you would explain it for a person who had never heard about it?
Yeah, I'm always like, what is the answer to that? I mean, obviously, it's a system of numbers. The way I see and practice numerology, so I can only teach from what I do. I am technically a professional numerologist, so I just have some experience. Is that the numbers, ultimately, I guess I see the numbers as spiritual teachings, right? And there's spiritual teachings that manifest and are written through sort of a code or a matrix of numbers. And so that each number in and of itself contains an energy field. And then mystics from thousands and thousands of years ago have recognized that there's a frequency. And then these spiritual meanings have just been passed down. And so it's almost like a spiritual holy book that's just not bound or written in any type of book. And so the numbers show up in your life because we live in numbers, even in nature, you know? So if you see, and I put this in the book, but if you see like the vibrational frequency, you could tell a difference if you took three stones, feels different than one stone. And so then there's just meaning and spiritual teaching attributed to those numbers. And so as you start to play with it, again, it just goes back to, it's one of the meditative, the practice itself is a meditation. Those will trigger a response in your own psyche. And then you become more fluid and realize that all you're doing is actually awakening your deeper intuition. Like I have a family member through marriage who is sort of a very you know, has to use their brain, and they edit a very famous publication, and they're not into mysticism, but he's really drawn to I Ching. And the way he put it really made sense to me as sort of a non-mystical person. Mm-hmm. He said, whether the I Ching itself is right, like here's the answer, there's something about the poetic process of reading that manuscript and doing that little thing that then sort of helps center his mind, where he's sort of, his psyche is moved into the correct direction and to come up with the correct decision. And I thought that was really brilliant. And I think that that's really what the numerology will do. Mm-hmm. Because I'll go deeper with numerology. I've been blown away when I look at somebody's chart and the things that I tune into that have no, like, you know, you can't always say, oh, if you have a 6 soul and a 7 karma and a 3 gift, that it's always going to manifest in this way. But your numerology chart, which is what my book is about, shows where you have tendencies, right? So we use all the numbers in almost everything that we do, but like, I have a lot of tens in my numerology, and 10 is really an energy and some extroverted energy to put yourself out there. Well, what I've noticed is as I've done that over the years, things have worked out for me better. And I was hesitant or maybe shy to do it. And then I just started doing it and things really took off. So it's meant to be a system of success and a system of prosperity, like poetry.
Yeah, because you said in the book, utilize numerology as a formula for success. That's also a sentence that I love so much, because that's, I mean, just when we, me and Emma, when we sat down to do our own, just to check our own charts, it was like we got in such a flow, and we talked about that for hours and just looked at it, and it's really, really accurate. And if you can just also get in that state that you were talking about, and what we, because do you remember, Emma, that I read, I think it was your gift number or something. I read that to you, you know, some days before. And then when we really sat down together and had, you know, like a numerology session of our own, then it was, you know, it was like we had never read that, because we were in the right, you know, as you said before, maybe we dropped a little bit from our minds, just interpreting everything from the mind. And I think we actually then got down to the heart a little bit more. Because it was like, whoa. And then I just also felt that there are so many layers to it, because you can just, you see one layer and then you see two layers and then you start to adding up these, because it's 5 numbers that you look at when you look at the numerology chart. And it's so interesting how they are connected, and how I could see then in my chart that, oh my God, this is, you know, this is coming back in all of that. So that was really cool.
See, you're doing it just as probably better than I'm doing it. Wait, Emma, do you remember your gift number?
Yes, 10.
Okay, so what we're doing now, like, I mean, one of the things of 10 is put, you don't always have to put yourself out there, but, you know, 10 really holds us, ultimately, it's spiritual nobility, and it has a dignity, and there's a regalness about it. And but it's funny because a lot of my clients, you know, I've lived in Los Angeles for years. And so I have all these like Hollywood clients, and like, before I even would meet somebody, for example, I might look at their chart and I'm like, oh my God, they have like, they're like a triple 10. Mm-hmm. And then they come in and there's this like stunning, beautiful, and it turns out they're like a famous model. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny because LA has a lot of tens, because that's the place in America that people go all over the world to be famous, to be seen, to be known. Those people that I met do have a dignity and they're in tune. And that's that notion, that star power. And, you know, like 9 is super. Do either of you have 9s?
I have a soul 9. I'm a 9 soul.
The 9 is like such a transcendent consciousness. 9 is going to be a master numerologist.
Wow.
So even the way you're describing it, I can immediately tell. I'm like, oh, you're really grasping this. I wanted to keep it simple and pure and clean. And I think it always comes back to that practice I was taught. Just imagine yourself a little child and you're telling a story and nobody's punishing you. Nobody's censoring you. You're just having a great time in a safe space. But, you know, the teaching in magic is every number is infinite. There is no difference. That's the line. So again, like I always say, oh, six is a number of consistency. It's a person of prayer. It's a meditative intelligence. Those are just some key markings that for you, what does that mean for you? You know, somebody just recently bought my book and they're not really into this kind of stuff. And they loved it because they were a six life path. And I say that six is sort of an agent, right? It connects, you know, so like in Hollywood, it might be an agent, like I'm connecting an individual to a bigger platform of opportunity, but this person was a realtor agent. So they have access to a bigger expanse of houses and opportunities that they then meet with the one person and show them. That's the macrocosm and microcosm. And so they were able to say, well, this is exactly what I am. I'm a networker and I'm a realtor by trade. Wow. So a lot of times it will, you'll see how it manifests even in the work that you do and things like that. And, Emma, a 10 gift, you're putting yourself out there, even just having a podcast, like, and it's probably something you're just natural and good at. Like, it's okay. Like, you don't mind. Or 10, each number does take a negative trajectory. So 10 is like, I'm a zero. I feel like a failure. I'm not doing anything with my life, but you know, it doesn't have to manifest that way. And again, everything's deeper than just some numbers, but if each number is infinite, that tells us that any one number can connect our consciousness to an infinite expanse of consciousness. And then you're in the zone, as I like to say, and you're in a flow and things just start working out. You know that your life, you're in alignment and you're in your destiny when things start flowing and things start working out. Yeah. And sometimes things don't work out. Don't give up. Magic is a tough path. It can feel difficult, but meaning too that you cultivate a perseverance. And that's a really important tradition or spiritual teaching, endurance and perseverance. And I feel like in Kundalini, I just love that it's said really simply, you know, what is steady as stone, like strong as steel, steady as stone, keep up and you'll be kept up. And so you just keep showing up for yourself and your life and help others do that. And that's all numerology, believe it or not.
When you listen to this now, I think people are wondering, so what are these five? Can you just quickly just go back to that?
So there's five placements, kind of like an astrology chart, which a lot of people are probably more familiar with. You know, you have a moon in Scorpio, or you're a Sagittarius, or whatever is your sun. So these placements, we have what's your soul number, which is sort of this essence of you based on the day that you're born. You have a karma number based on the month, and karma just means, hey, these are your clues as to what you were born to, your soul wants to learn mastery over, right? So it's just lessons. So it may take more work. Then we have a gift based on the year, and that's like your sort of divine given talent. And so the gift energy, you have to remember that you have those gifts. Or how often do we take gifts for granted? We just think, oh, this is normal. Everyone's like this, but everyone's got their special gifts. And then we have a number called your experience number, which is also based on the year. And that is kind of what you bring to the table and something, a number frequency that you've learned from experience. So you've worked with that number. So if you have an experience of 3, for example, that just means you probably spent lifetimes. Now, what I have learned just by doing charts is a lot of people will take the negative trajectory of that number, meaning that they've been working, like 3, for example, is a number of overthinking, overanalyzing, getting stuck and never taking action and not stepping into your courage, because it's really a number of brilliance and courage. So, but the experience means you've been working with it for a while. Usually you're pretty good at it. Mm-hmm. And then your life path, which is often when people are like, oh, I'm a 7 or I'm a 10 or a 9 or an 11 or whatever the number is, that's your like whole birthday. Mm-hmm. And you just add up all of the digits. And that's the root of a lot of systems. They'll just say that's your number. But I love the tantric numerology because you get a whole chart to go deeper in it. We're not just one number. So like, you know, Josephina, you have a 9 soul. And the soul number is like, this is your you. We don't always have it worked out. We don't have it mastered. The path, for example, the whole of your birthday, that's, it literally is that. Like, what path do you walk down? You know, so that sort of tells you what, where you should be going, what you should be doing. The soul gives you an idea of kind of what, I like to call it your sweet spot.
Yeah.
Which is an American saying, but like, you're in your groove, right? Like, oh, this is where, this brings me a tremendous amount of fulfillment. So a 9 soul, right off the bat, I'd say, oh, you enjoy learning all of these different methodologies and all of these systems. It loves mastery of systems.
Yep.
I have a 9 experience. And I realized when I learned more about that, I'm like, oh, I've been working with a lot of these systems for a long time. And now this incarnation, I get to write about them and teach them. Or a 10 gift is like, hey, I have natural confidence to put myself out there. And I do the numerology. I was blown away by tantric numerology because I was finding it to be very accurate.
Yeah,
I get to a point where I could even look at people and tell what a lot of their numerology frequencies are.
Can you imagine that?
Like, you to me, and I know that you're a 9, but just looking at you through this camera, there's a gentleness, right? There's a gracefulness, a sophistication. Emma, what's your soul?
2.
Oh, okay. See, 2 is such a sweet, like, it's so lovely. And like, and now that I know that, and I don't think I would have guessed that, but you're just smiling and I'm like, well, I always call it the love bug number. It's just such, it's a sweet and open-minded. It's like the space that loves to be fulfilled. So it's just great for community and connections. And it's such a sweet energy field. And, you know, like in each one, that's why I want to touch on the negative parts, but I want there's actually 10 placements in a whole chart, like if you want to get way more advanced, but really the 5 are the primary and really most important. And that's what I wanted this book to be able to, like, I wanted to keep it simple for people, and then people that are familiar with numerology, I think it innately does go deep enough that even if you are knowledgeable, it takes it to a deeper level. And I love that these sort of normie people that I knew that bought the book are totally resonating with being a realtor, a real estate agent. So I'm just hoping that ultimately I wanted to leave some legacy that helped people expand their consciousness and maybe think a little bit more deeply about who they are, why they're born, and that they have a soul and a purpose. And I think a lot of the world we live in has lost sight of that. And I also do think that consciousness on the planet really is opening and evolving, and people are more open to this type of work.
Definitely. I mean, here in Sweden, for example, we have been, you know, in LA where you come from, it's like, you know, spirituality is so big. And I mean,
it's everywhere. Yeah.
It's everywhere. And, you know, everybody knows their own moon sign rising and, you know, and, but here in Sweden, we have not, we've been a bit behind, but you can see it here now. The last 2 years, I would say, it's opening up so fast. So I think, it's actually very interesting to see. And we're of course not where you are in LA or in the US in general, I would say, but it's opening up so fast. And you see that, you know, people are coming together and talking about this. Just back in 2018, when I was really into both astrology and I listened to you numerology, and, you know, I've always loved, for example, astrology, but it was such a, you know, nobody was talking about it here. Was my feeling.
You know, I think my wife, when she was in Sweden a few years ago, I think she made a joke to somebody about Mercury retrograde, like in a cafe or something. And nobody, like, because in LA, everybody knows about Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
And just like people joke about it.
Yes.
I always had a joke, like in Los Angeles, you can call out sick to your job, but just by saying it's Mercury, sorry, it's Mercury retrograde, I can't come in.
Yeah.
But she made a joke about it, and then she just, it fell flat because everyone's like, what, you're talking about Mercury, like the planet, like what, like,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but I can totally imagine that, but now I think the joke would have, you know, would have lifted.
I feel like in the last just couple, like 2 years even, yep, like you said, and mm-hmm, I just have seen this stuff, you know, I've seen my work grow.
Yeah.
But I think like what you two are doing is really important, that mm-hmm, it's just helping get the message out there for, yes, in, for people to start to explore,
yes,
and find your right path is going to show up for you. But you, exactly, just start exploring, you know,
yes,
just you might get curious, interested in. I feel like after being in LA, even in America, though, the more you go east,
yeah,
like the less people are interested in this, like, you know, even New York City, I'm like, oh, everybody's just into their job here.
Yeah.
But I think consciousness is growing. I'm really excited for this year, yeah, because the sixth, yeah, energy is a number of spiritual consciousness and higher ability and divine connection. So hopefully more people start tuning in. I mean, the work you guys are doing is really important.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I have actually felt, you know, this urge and this urgency in getting out with this. And I think it's perfect timing right now in the sixth year to just go all in on the spirituality of it all and just to put this out there.
Yeah, it's hugely important. And I just think it'll be a little easier because six is the teachings of, you know, ultimately, it's simply put, it's a connection to your higher divine consciousness. So the individual will have an easier access. And I think the planet, that means the planet has an opportunity to tune in a little bit more. And, you know, and you get to take any of these things and go as deep as you want, you know. Like the three of us decided to go deeper with all of this. And this is like a soul's calling.
Yes,
definitely. But, you know, I like that notion. Just add more good things to your life.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry. Like I can't practice yoga. Am I smoking cigarettes? Do I still drink? Am I eating meat or whatever the things are? Just don't worry about any of that. And adding numerology to your life is one of those practices of adding something good. And the rest of the things, as you start to develop a practice, I know you guys know this, but for those of you listening, just those things just start to, things just start to work themselves out. Just keep doing it.
Yes. Spiritorious, 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 spiritorious. We have a question because in Sweden, just to go back to the numerology, in Sweden we have, everyone has, after the birth number, everyone has four digits, which are, you know, particular for that person. So we have, you know, it's like the year, the month, and the day you're born, and then you have, everyone has four numbers.
That just like that Sweden creates for you.
Yes, exactly. And then there's some kind
like
of,
like, we have a social security number.
Exactly. Okay. And I'm so interested. I mean, you didn't know this, so I guess you haven't thought about it. But I think it's interesting to. I would like to know how these number also would correlate then to the, you know, the birth numbers.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, as numerology teaches, there is no coincidence.
No.
Right. So you know, you can argue, oh, it's a construct imposed by the government and things like that. I mean, I'm a numerologist, but when I hear about, oh, having numbers attributed to you, but then I'm like, wait, I live in America. I have a social security number.
Yeah.
I have that one number and it's, what is it? 10 digits. Mm-hmm. That's my code. Like, that's, mm-hmm, but, you know, I never even thought about it, but absolutely that number, Like, that means your energetic frequency is still somehow aligned and getting that number, regardless of where it comes from or the construct. If that's the reality and you chose to be born in Sweden. Yeah. And so if you think about it, you chose that, your soul knew that that number would be assigned. Mm. I probably knew that I'd have a social security number. So yeah, I would totally look at that. There's just something, it might give you a lesson on what you need to work on. Mm-hmm. But that also, no matter what, that's going to be a clue. And you mm-hmm. can add that whole number up and make it one number if you like. That's going to be a clue of some frequency that you chose to learn about. It's mm-hmm. revolving. I think you should definitely look at that number, and I'm going to look at my social security number and see what it is. I never even thought about it.
It's exciting. I haven't put the numbers together yet, so I will do that immediately after this call.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Yes, very excited. Maybe, yes, I have a lot of fives, so maybe I'm very angry.
Well, that's the negative side, but five is your five is a disruptor, is a teacher. Yeah. You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to make a change, right? Yeah. So it's really a number of activation. Mm. And it's just is a busier number. And that's the thing. We're just coming out of a 5 year that was busy for so many people and disruptive for the better for most of us. But this is where I'm excited. Like, the six is a frequency. It has a flow to it. So it's like, okay, I get to take a respite for a moment.
Yeah, can you just please tell us some more, some more hopeful things about this year?
We're coming out of, so I think it's good to look at, we are coming out of this five energy, and five is a warrior, it's a teacher, it's a disruptor, it's an activator, it just is like, boom, let's get rid of the stuff that doesn't serve a purpose, right? It doesn't mean you have to be a jerk about it, but it's like it's an editor, right? So it wants to snip away and just, or a sculptor that really is clearing away the things that get in the way of what the actual statue you're making, right? That's like an old saying. But with the six is a whole different sort of paradigm. And so six really, in yoga, we do call it the number of prayer. We call it a person of prayer. And in Kabbalah, we call it the meditative intelligence. So what the heck does that mean? Overall, you have to think that means simply put, it's a very, quote, spiritual number, but it's a number of cosmic union, cosmic alignment, access to higher consciousness. It really is the number of divinity and divine practices. And so the other teaching of it that I have in the book, the union of macrocosm and microcosm, and the old language is the union of God and man, meaning we can infuse this realm with something more divine. And so it's really is the spiritual agent, and it's six within all of us is where we can connect to and how we connect to our higher consciousness. And we call it the Holy Guardian Angel to go deeper, but it's knowledge of that and conversation with that. So, and it's also, we teach that six is where higher destiny is sort of coded and written, right? If you're familiar with Kundalini, we call it the arc line. You'll notice in Kundalini, there's a lot of meditations that involve 60 degree angles. A hexagram is 660 degree angles, and that's that union of something higher with something sort of lower. So if it's an opportunity for the planet to be more in tune and more sacred. Ultimately, it's going to be up to us as individuals to be more aligned with that sort of cosmic divine flow. And then as we do that as individuals, it's the network, and there could be a chain reaction where this planet and the consciousness of humanity starts to revolve and orbit around something more meaningful. Because six in astrology is the sun, and the sun is where everything orbits around, right? And so, and the sun is where we get our radiance and our warmth, and throughout history, you know, there's always these spiritual teachings where you're like the sun god, and people recognize the sun as this, that energy. And so I think in simple English too, maybe there's brighter days now, you know, like the sun is shining with the six energy. Five is Mars. So Mars is a fighter, yeah, right? And we need to fight. There are times, even just getting out of bed and brushing your teeth, you're actually using five, going to the gym, things like that. But again, we don't, like, too much of that is exhausting. And exhausting. I think a lot of people had an exhausting year.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean if you have a lot of fives, you're an exhausting person. You're just, you're inherently a disruptive energy field. You're a teacher. I mean, that's what it is. But six is like, just think like orbital cosmic flow. So what would you like to put into orbit? And know that what six brings us is you have access to knowledge of what your purpose is a lot easier. Wonderful. You know, so it's not a fight, it's just, and so since it's the person of prayer and the meditative intelligence, I think that's a real easy clue to say to utilize the spiritual practices of prayer and meditation.
Yes.
Right? Sometimes you don't know what you want, just pray. But I've been amazed at just what prayers can do in my life. And now the prayers could be more powerful and sort of answered more easily. And I think it's a lot easier if you have access to have a little bit more knowledge of what your purpose is. It's a little easier to start to do it, you know. And that's the thing. Six is also a number of diligence. So it just means, okay, I know I have a deeper understanding of what I should be doing with my life. Let me just start doing it. It doesn't all happen overnight, and that's six, you know, that's diligence. It's just step by step, and next thing you know, you've created a huge successful orbit, and it's a bright sunny day. It's like that Jimmy Cliff song, a bright sunny day, and it just feels like that. Spiritorious, 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 spiritorious. People are awakening to higher consciousness. You said it, even you noticed it in the last few years in Sweden. People are, next time I go to Sweden, I'm going to bring up Mercury retrograde and see how it goes.
Yes, that's a good test.
It's also, I'm excited to know that my book is in somebody's hands in Sweden. So I love when I see it. I've loved getting pictures too from even around the world. It's in a lot of places, like in England, because my publisher, I happen to deal with, they're in England, America, and Australia, and I happen to be dealing with the London office and the London team, which is a huge honor because I do love London. So it's nice to see it in Europe, like starting to grow. So that's a huge honor. But the six, I think that we have an opportunity to have a little, at least if nothing else, a little bit of a breather. And it's an alignment. It's the number of alignment. And, you know, once you're aligned, stuff starts working out, right?
Exactly.
And so I would ask your listeners to pay attention this year, 2022, how you feel like you're in aligned with a greater flow. And then sometimes if you feel a little off kilter and a little wonky, is that's a term I learned living in California. So you're a little wobbly and maybe out of alignment sometimes, we can just let it go and just reshift, relax into it, and things can really open up. Because we just came out of where we had to take a lot more, like, sort of cutting and clearing and editing and, you know, saying, okay, this doesn't serve a purpose. And I just think it's going to be, I think, I don't know, there's an opportunity for success in every number. This one's just potentially a little easier. Here's the other thing too I want to leave as a hopeful message is because six is the number of high connection. It also is the number of community, spiritual community. And so I think it's really important that all of us and everyone listening and you guys and us, that we just stay more connected, and you stay connected to people that are of higher consciousness and help others attain that consciousness. Like, I really believe in what you two are doing.
Thank you.
Especially sort of being based in Sweden, where you have your zone. Yes. You know, we came all the way across the country. We live in this teeny state in the middle of nowhere. Like, we don't even live in an actual town. We have to share a zip, what we call a zip code, the postal code, with another town, with another city, because it's so small here. So we don't even get to claim, you know. And but I think part of what my teacher said, it's time for you now to sort of help also spread that energy to a new place, even though we're digital. It's just, I'm going to start doing stuff here in this little, like, I'm just looking out, all I see is fields and a lake, like there's nothing here and trees.
But that's so exciting. I mean, to start to, now this year, then the community year, you can build, you know, a new community there. And, you know, show this part of the U.S. all of, just open them up to what is possible.
Yeah, I think we have, we're all going to be higher teachers this year.
Yeah.
We're going to create deeper networks and help other people feel included.
Yeah, I think that last part is really important, to feel people, to help people feel included.
And that's six. Six is spiritual community. Yeah. And I think that this last year we've seen so much division, especially in America.
Yeah,
like people get so caught up on their political path or whatever it is, and they identify as this party or that party. I'm like, get a life, man. We're all spiritual beings. And I don't know, that's my hope, that's the intentions and the energy I'm gonna put out to the world.
Spiritorious. Okay, so beautiful last words. I think we can, I mean, we want to talk to you. We could talk to you all day.
I agree.
You know, we have a million questions, but I think we need to, you know, now just to start to end. But maybe we can have you on again. That would be
wonderful. I'd love to.
That would be wonderful. We would be, it was just continue the discussions, just continue. But I just want to know also, and our listeners want to know, how can they find you? Can you just?
Yeah, now I'm at a point, if you just look, Google Remington Donovan, my website should come up. My book will probably come up. My book's available worldwide. I have an Instagram. It's Remington Donovan Official. It's Remington _Donovan_Official. My website will also have all the right links, and that's just remingtondonovan.com. So that's going to be, you know, you're dealing with me.
And do you do readings? I think people really want to know that. Can you do readings?
Yes, I do. I do individual readings. I have, just because we have a child coming in a few weeks, I just will be taking a little break for like a month or so. But my email's on my website, which is info@remingtondonovan.com is my email. And you can reach out. I'm just let people know. I'm just taking a break, just because the baby's on the way, and we want a little time to take a breather with the kid. It's all new for us.
So exciting.
It's a little Aquarius guy.
Aquarius. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're both Pisces, sun.
Oh, that makes so much sense. That's the spiritual sign. No wonder you're into this. So Pisces are the mystics. It's a very high energy. I love Pisces. I'm excited to have an Aquarius. Super smart, very open-minded. I think it's good for the world, because Aquarius is like community. But you know, that's what he chose. So whatever sign it was,
exactly.
At least his parents know how to work with every sign.
Very good. Okay, but Remington, thank you so much. We are so grateful.
Josefina, Emma, this was wonderful. I'd love to come back on.
So let's
stay in touch.
Yes, we'll stay in touch.
You guys are adorably sweet too, and I love the accents, and Sweden's on the list. I really want to explore Scandinavia at some point in my life. So
yes, you were so welcome.
I will look at pictures. It just looks beautiful. That whole land, I feel drawn to.
Yes, you should come here. Definitely.
All right. I'm there.
Good. Okay. Right. Thank you so much. And we'll stay in touch and hope to speak to you very soon again. And people just buy the book. It's such an amazing book where you can just go just layer by layer into your own chart, basically.
Yes, thank you. Buy my book. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for all the support. So, all right, we'll talk very soon.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.